Let's welcome Farhad Mohit to the show. He's the CEO of Flipagram, and he's got some news that he's going to tell us about right now. Fill us in.
Well, we have just been acquired by Tutiao, the number one content company in China. And it's very exciting times for us.
Okay, so what does this mean for Flipagram?
It really means that we get to continue our mission and to continue building out the vision that we started. Flipagram is one of the largest mobile video creation networks in the world. We have over 200 million users who have used our platform to create mobile videos. And Tutiao is one of the largest content sites in China and expanding internationally. Tutiao's secret sauce is that they have this incredible artificially intelligence-powered relevance engine that takes content in on one side and matches it with users' interests on the other side. So if you can think of making customized kind of feeds for each individual user based on their previous behavior. They have a thousand engineers plus working on this artificial intelligence relevance algorithm, and it's exactly what we've been missing. So it's a very nice match and synergistic thing for us.
So imagine those tools at Flipagram. Paint a picture for
us.
So
if you think about it, I'll tell you what Tutiao accomplished in China is remarkable. In just a few short years, they've gone from a standing start to becoming the number one content site in China, generating over 76 minutes per day per user in engagement on their platform. And they primarily start out as news, as a news sort of a aggregator, text mostly, and images. And now video has increasingly become a part of their platform. So what they seek is content. They're seeking to expand in the US. For us, we've always had tons of content. That has never been our problem. We get 10 million new videos created each month. Our problem was who should see which videos and that relevance engine. And we have a very small team out here. And having 1,000, you know, relevance data scientists and artificial intelligence engineers, you know, helping us is an incredible benefit to us. So hopefully we can have the same type of success in the United States that Tutiao enjoys in China.
Will you be moving to China?
No. We're keeping the headquarters in the U.S. here and continuing to keep Flipagram independent and expanding right here in sunny Los Angeles. So.
Now, when you look for additional funding or to be acquired or whatever, how do you end up in China? How does that happen?
First of all, you know, we had to kind of look at the landscape and say, what are the opportunities for us standalone? What types of technologies do we have to build? How much resources are going to take? And we took a hard look at that. We have incredible companies in the U.S. here in the mobile video space, Facebook, Snapchat, etc., who are building things out. We would have to scale to build a competing product with them. And so as we start to look around to see what type of synergistic opportunities and strategic opportunities there were, we were fortunate in that we have Sequoia, who's a big investor in us. Our lead investor is also an investor in Tutiao, and they're extremely excited about that investment. And they made the introduction, and from there it was a sort of a match made in heaven.
And finally, for your fellow Silicon Beach folks who are looking for a great exit for their company, would you recommend look to China?
I would absolutely recommend looking everywhere because, you know, ultimately the strategic fit is what matters the most. And I think that you don't know where that's going to come from. And I would also say that, you know, shout out to our investors. You should look to your investors if they're worth the money they put into it. And when it comes time for strategic decisions, they should be helping out. And we were
very happy. All right, Farhad, good luck with everything. Thanks for checking in with us.